IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. U.S. troops backed by tanks and helicopters battled Iraqi resistance fighters this morning near the town of Khalidiya, west of Baghdad, and the U.S. military announced a series of raids aimed at those responsible for attacks against Americans north of the capital. Villagers said the clash began after Iraqi resistance fighters fired rocket-propelled grenades at an American convoy. U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad said they had no information about the Monday raids. To the north, the U.S. 4th Infantry Division launched 24 raids in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit and other areas, arresting 92 people and seizing weapons and ammunition. Washington, D.C. is wondering which top-level White House officials are responsible for revealing the identity of a CIA agent, touching off a firestorm of controversy and a possible Justice Department probe of the leak. Unnamed officials revealed the identity of the wife of Ambassador Joseph Wilson to 6 journalists in June. Wilson was sent by the CIA to Niger in 2002 to investigate a report that Iraq was trying to obtain uranium, but returned to say it was highly doubtful. The Washington Post reported on Sunday that 2 top White House officials called at least 6 Washington journalists and revealed the identity and occupation of Wilson's wife, apparently in retaliation for his conclusion, which undermined the position of the White House. President Bush's aides promised yesterday to cooperate with a Justice Department inquiry about the leak. An internal assessment by the Defense Intelligence Agency has concluded that most of the information provided by Iraqi defectors from the Iraqi National Congress was of little or no value. In addition, several Iraqi defectors brought forth by opposition leader Ahmed Chalabi invented or exaggerated their credentials as people with direct knowledge of the Iraqi government and its suspected unconventional weapons program. The information from the INC became the linchpin for the Bush administration's case for the war with Iraq. The White House disputes the DIA's assessment. More after this.
I'm Oscar Davis. You may have a serious eye condition and not even know it. Vision loss is not a normal part of aging. Some vision changes are normal. Some are due to eye disease. Do you know the difference? Open your eyes to the facts. To get more information about vision and aging, or find out about what help is available if you're having vision problems, call Lighthouse International at 1-800-829-0500 or visit www.lighthouse.org.
An American soldier stationed in Iraq married his Italian fiancée in a Montana double proxy ceremony that neither attended. Private First Class David Gaynor's parents exchanged vows Friday for the absent couple. For IE America Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Being tough is her job, and she does it well. She is the enforcer.
Hanging up, you're grounded. That means no phone.
Come on, it was only weed. I only did it once.
She doesn't love being tough. She's tough because she loves the enforcer.
When I say no weed, I mean no weed.
She's more than a hero. She's
a good mom.
Parents, the anti-drug. For information on how to keep your kids away from marijuana, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
It's 2003. Do you know where you are? Not the physical you, you're right there. But the little digital you that banks, credit card firms, insurance companies, brokerage houses, and other corporations have created from personal information that they've gleaned from you. Information you thought was private. For example, how much liquor have you charged to your credit card? What's your net worth? Have you missed a loan payment? Are you taking medicine for a sexual problem? What's your monthly take-home? Did you make a series of one-nighter trips to Las Vegas last year? All this and more is collected by your financial institutions, and thanks to a little-known law that Congress passed 4 years ago, these institutions now can share all of your personal data, compile it into a detailed profile, and store this digital you inside their computers. But they don't stop there. The Graham-Leach-Bliley Act lets them give you to all of their conglomerate affiliates and to sell you to other corporations under joint marketing agreements. The digital you is their slave, and the actual you doesn't know which corporations have you or what they're doing with you. You can thank former Senator Phil Graham for this theft of your privacy. At the behest of the industry, which coincidentally just happened to be his major campaign funder, Phil dutifully maneuvered this body-snatching bill into law. Graham left the Senate last year and was rewarded with, what else, a fat cat job with a giant financial firm that had lobbied for this bill. This is Jim Hightower saying, if you think that these privacy invaders should not be allowed to use and sell your personal information without getting permission from you in writing, you are not alone. People all across the country are outraged and pushing for action to stop the privacy snatchers. There's both a bill and an initiative in California that would outlaw this corporate intrusion. If it passes there, other states will follow. To join this fight for privacy, go to californiaprivacy.org.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. The phone number here, if you would like to call in and express your outrage, is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. And you can email during the program to Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net. Well, it was Condoleezza's turn, right? Condoleezza Valdez, last week on Meet the Press, Cheney kept repeating, I don't know, we didn't know. This week, Condoleezza Valdez had her turn to play stupid and tell Tim Russert, media whore number one, although Tim Russert is starting to sound like a real interrogator, a real member of the press corps. It's amazing. But Condoleezza Valdez told Tim, I don't remember, we forgot. It's like this administration has been struck with sudden amnesia, like Jessica Lynch. It's like they're all walking around in a fugue amnesia state. Nobody knows anything. Well, as Wolf Blitzer said at CNN.com, this story has legs. We're going to get to that. First, a comment about the news at the top of the hour. That's our former Long Island bureau chief, Don, who's doing the news for this network now. Bless his heart. A real news report that is pertinent to what the people who listen to this network are interested in. TakeBackTheMedia.com, which is Don Waller's website. Send an email, would you please, to either Take Back the Media and copy IEAmericaRadio.com, and please let them know, both places, how you as a listener appreciate that kind of a newscast. All right? Is Don Edward R. Murrow? Hell no. Am I? Hell no. But we do our best to try to penetrate this wall of lies and deception that this administration is putting out there. God bless Don Waller. Can't believe our Long Island bureau chief is now doing the news on the network. Good for you, Don. Good for you. Some quick items before we get to what the Bush crime family... is trying to do. Oh, God. First of all, Representative William Janklow, the Republican representative from South Dakota, the only one from South Dakota because they don't have very many people living there, 4 days, this happened on Saturday, 4 days after saying he couldn't be sorrier for a traffic collision that killed a motorcyclist, Janklow pleaded not guilty to manslaughter. Here's another example of a Republican taking responsibility for his actions, right? Now, Janklow, and I'm wondering why media in general is not addressing the story of Janklow's alleged rape of a young woman who lived on an Indian reservation, and before she could be brought to trial to testify, she mysteriously was murdered, and nobody ever figured out why or how. Reminds me of Joe Scarborough, MSNBC's bright and shining light in the evenings, and his relationship with Lori Clausadas, who worked in his office, who was found dead in his office. Huh? But Janklow pled not guilty to manslaughter and to 3 misdemeanor charges associated with that collision where he killed the motorcyclist back on August 16th. Trial has been set for December 1st. Besides facing a second-degree manslaughter charge, which has a maximum punishment of 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine, this thug is charged with reckless driving again, speeding again, running a stop sign again, and now the death of an innocent motorcyclist. He remains free on a personal recognizance bond. So he pleads not guilty. I couldn't be sorrier for the death of the motorcyclist, but I'm not guilty. It's disgusting, isn't it? Isn't it disgusting when Republicans get up there and start peeing in their pants instead of doing what they tell the rest of the world?
Oh, well, you gotta stand up and take responsibility. You know, actions have consequences. I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. Oh, I'm sorry the guy got dead. I'm sorry the guy got dead when he slammed into my car when I ran a stop sign. But I'm going to have to plead not guilty.
Jesus. Let me pause for a moment while I cleanse my mind from that story. Saudi Arabia, our good friends and the Bush family business partners restated it again yesterday. They will not be sending any peacekeeping forces to Iraq. No, 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 no. A spokesman for the criminal Saudi Arabian government said such troop deployment of Saudis would not serve the interests of either country.
No thanks. We'll back out.
Prince Khaled Ibn Sultan, Assistant Minister of Defense and Aviation for Military Affairs, said over the weekend,
the presence of Saudi forces in Iraq would not be in the interests of either country, and we are not thinking of deploying any troops. Sorry. you understand what I'm saying? Oh, good. Thank you. Goodbye. I have to go eat some meat now or something. Bye.
As of today, Monday, September 29th, 2003, 308 U.S. service members have died since the beginning of military operations in Iraq. That's according to the Department of Defense. Add another 10 or 15. The British military has reported 50 deaths. Add another 5 or 6. Denmark's military has reported 1 death. Since May 1st, when George Walker Bush declared combat operations in Iraq had ended, 170 U.S. soldiers have died in Iraq, according to the Defense Department. Since the start of military operations, an illegal, unjustifiable act of international terrorism perpetrated by the George W. Bush administration, 1,358 U.S. service members have been wounded as a result of hostile action, according to the Defense Department. Add another 1,000. Non-hostile injured totals 327. The latest death was reported today, a soldier killed Monday when Iraqis ambushed U.S. convoys west of Baghdad. Some news reports, most notably those coming from Agence France-Presse and various Middle Eastern news agencies, put the U.S. death toll in that attack at 9. Take your pick who you want to believe. And now this. So this is reported in Stars and Stripes, the European edition, over the weekend. Soldiers in Afghanistan, Kuwait, Iraq, and Korea who are up for reenlistment can score an additional $5,000 bonus if you, hey boys and girls, if you do the deed by September 30th and commit to 3 more years in the Army, we'll pay you a $5,000 bonus. We need people in our military. We've got countries to occupy. We have countries to attack. $5,000, boys and girls, step right up. Short-term addition to the Army's Selective Reenlistment Bonus Program began the 19th of September and ends tomorrow. So if you're in the military, you're listening to this program, you're home on vacation, hey, chance to get $5,000. Well, now wait. In order to be eligible for this lump sum bonus, you've got to be midterm active duty troop. You know, you've got to serve a little time in there. You got to be an E4 through an E8. They'll take a few privates and PFCs, E2s, who are wrapping up 2-year enlistments. But you know, we're looking for non-enlisted types. We're looking for the types that the civilian leadership in the Pentagon considers to be totally expendable. Okay, we're looking for you E2s, 3s, 4s, 5s. You know, there's no jobs out there in Bush's America anyway. So how about it, boys and girls? $5,000! Now, to get the bonus, if you're a soldier, you must complete your deployment with your current unit. Or if you're in Korea, you must voluntarily extend your Korea assignment by an additional 6 months from the date you are scheduled to move to another assignment. Is that clear? By the way, the minimum reenlistment is 3 years. Gosh, that works out to $1,800 a year to go put your life on the line to capture more oil for the Bush crime family and to generate more construction contracts for Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, and Bechtel. $1,800 a year, boys and girls. Oh, just this. Soldiers who don't complete your commitment after taking our $5,000, well, you run the risk of having to pay back some of that or the entire bonus, depending on, let's call it circumstances, okay? And by the way, the bonus is not retroactive for deployed soldiers who reenlisted September 18th. You people we managed to suck up without the $5,000. Have I said yet tonight how much I despise these people? Lots of demonstrations around the globe over the weekend. Not the 14 million people that tried to get this criminal administration's attention prior to their attack on Iraq. But nonetheless, 20,000 people in London. Where else? In Spain, thousands protested against Prime Minister Aznar's support for the war. Spain did not send any troops to fight, but there are now 1,300 Spanish soldiers being sent to help keep the peace. Let's see, 7,000 people in Spain. In Seoul, South Korea, 2,000 people protested. In Turkey, 5,000. In France, 3,000. In Athens, Greece, 2,000. In Berlin, about 400. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I pray a lot for families who've lost a life. I went to Walter Reed, was struck by the braveness of our soldiers, and prayed for them and their families.
One again. gas light comes on in your car, do you tap it to try to turn it off? When you get a flat tire, do you drive around hoping it will reinflate? No. But right now, you could be ignoring a battery problem, which is why there's DieHard Express, only at Sears Auto Center. DieHard Express is more than a battery service. It's a complete checkup for your car's electrical system. Our experts will look for common problems, and if it's the battery, we'll install a new DieHard, America's most preferred battery.
DieHard Express. Sears. Good life. Great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
As your boss, I've noticed you've been dragging at work lately. So, take tomorrow off. Here, take the company tickets to the game. Box seats okay? And take my car.
In a guy's perfect world, you'd have it all. Well, now you can. Because Domino's introduces Philly Cheesesteak Pizza. Guys like Philly Cheesesteak, guys like Domino's Pizza. Get your medium Philly Cheesesteak Pizza for $9.99, and you can get any second medium for just $5 more. Get the door. It's new Domino's Philly Cheesesteak Pizza. Limited time offer. Prices and terms may vary. You must ask for this offer when ordering.
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work, to a mall, to the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 90% of the time. And LoJack guarantees they'll recover your vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to the police, or LoJack will reimburse you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car dealer or LoJack.com.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Tom Hartman Show.
The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brain Shrub points out that H is the 8th letter of the alphabet, A is the 1st letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that 3 different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters.
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. The protests globally over the weekend, as I mentioned, were maybe a tenth, if that, of what they were prior to Bush's invasion of Iraq. And, of course, the protesters all those months ago, the 14, 15 million, 10 million, whatever the number was, the largest outpouring of global resistance to the aggressive act of one nation, probably in this planet's history, Turns out that those protesters were right, of course. You knew that. I knew that. People that listened to this program knew that. We now know that not only was everything a lie that Bush used as a justification for this invasion of another country, but that every effort was made to suppress the truth. Doesn't that make the lie even more egregious? If you lie simply to lie, that's bad. But if you lie and know that the truth is out there and work deliberately and conscientiously to suppress the truth, does that not compound your felonious behavior? Doesn't it? Now, one of the things I'm going to post at MikeMalloy.com when the program's over tonight, and I'm taking this out of context for just a moment. Robert Novak blew the cover of a CIA operative, the wife of Ambassador Joe Wilson. Joe Wilson was the one who said the whole Niger yellow cake uranium thing is a fraud and a lie. And as a means of retribution, they tried to have his wife murdered. Now, they is Karl Rove. They is Dick Cheney. They is Douglas Feith. They is Andrew Card. These people in the Bush White House who called six or seven, depending on who you want to believe, journalists and said, hey, listen, guess what? Bubla, I have a little news for you. You know that bastard Joe Wilson who keeps saying that the yellow cake story was false and fake? You know, the one we sent over there to find out if it was false and fake? Guess what his old lady does? Now, the only one to publish that was this filthy, squirmy, lives-under-rocks Robert Novak, a CNN employee, a Chicago Sun-Times employee, the co-host of Crossfire, who revealed the name of this woman. Robert Novak belongs in prison, doesn't he? Isn't that the law? Whoever released the name, don't they belong in prison? Doesn't Karl Rove and Douglas Feith and whoever else was involved in this, don't they deserve to be in prison? Now, I have the transcript from today's Crossfire. You don't have to wait for it. You can go to CNN.com/transcripts. Scroll down to the part where Begala and Jack Kingston, a congressman from here in Georgia, Harold Ford, a congressman from Tennessee, and this smarmy, filthy, right-wing neo-Nazi, Robert Novak, discuss it today, this afternoon, on Crossfire. Now, if you don't want to do that, I'll have it posted on my website when the program's over, MikeMalloy.com. It's astonishing what's going on. But the bottom is falling out with these people, just like the bottom always falls out with tyrants, mass murderers, people who try to lie their way into power and maintain power through lies. It just doesn't work. There's some dynamic that is prevalent in the universe that brings these pigs to the ground. Now, coming back, Condoleezza Valdez. Stick around.
Tough is her job, and she does it well. She is the enforcer.
Hanging up, you're grounded. That means no phone.
Come on, it was only weed. I only did it once.
She doesn't love being tough. She's tough because she loves the enforcer.
When I say no weed, I mean no weed.
She's more than a hero. She's
a good mom.
Parents, the anti-drug. For information on how to keep your kids away from marijuana, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. A close call for the Immigrant Workers' Freedom Ride. Two buses with the Immigrant Rights Caravan were detained by Texas Border Patrol agents outside Santa Fe last Friday. Riders refused to show identification to the agents and were released following a flurry of phone calls to the Texas Border Patrol. Organizer Claudia Medina of Albuquerque, New Mexico, says she hopes the ride will help reunite immigrant workers with family members they haven't seen in years.
Most immigrant families take around 10 to 15 years to get a petition through INS approved.
Caravans originating from 10 cities began the Freedom Ride just over a week ago. They'll converge in Washington, D.C. later this week to call for greater labor and citizenship rights for immigrants.
The resignation of New York Stock Exchange Chairman Dick Grasso for negotiating a compensation package worth nearly $200 million was originally seen as a step in the right direction toward cleaning out the overzealous greed in the stock market. But new details have surfaced that suggest Grasso's departure was more along the lines of a golden parachute. According to his contract with the NYSE, Grasso could still receive about $57 million on his way out the door. He's already pledged to forego $48 million of that, but that pledge was never formalized in writing. Even so, it would still leave Grasso eligible to collect $9.7 million.
No contract for food service and maintenance workers at the University of Miami of Ohio. 860 members of Ask Me Local 209 want a wage increase. Fewer than half of them earn more than $10 an hour. The workers went out on strike last Friday, and on Saturday they set up picket lines outside a football game against rival Cincinnati. No new talks are scheduled.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to the lifestyles of the wet and stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. All right, before we get to Condoleezza, David is calling from Hoboken, New Jersey. David, welcome to the program. That's your first time calling, right?
Yeah, Mike, it is.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks. How you doing? Fine.
Doing fine.
Good. Listen, I've been listening for a couple weeks now. Really like your show.
Well, thank you.
But I just tuned in a few minutes ago, and I heard you kind of ripping on the policy about, you know, $5,000 more
to
in a bonus for our soldiers.
Right.
I hate the Bush people.
Yeah.
They're heinous.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a great thing. I think they're the wrong people to start ripping on. I think we got to support them.
Oh, no, wait. You misunderstood. You misunderstood totally. Of course I support the U.S. military. Always have, always will.
Oh, Mike, I know you do, but I think it's a little...
No.
Hurt their morale
No. Anybody who signs up for $5,000 to go in for another 3 years with this gang in the White House, in the Defense Department, anybody who does that is a fool. I don't care how dedicated they are. They're not asking for officers. They're not asking for people of advanced enlisted rank. This is directed at people E2 through E8. Okay, E8 is advanced enlisted rank. But a cheesy, filthy $5,000 for 3 year re-up, that works out to about $1,800 a year. The point I'm trying to make, that is the value that these ghouls in the White House and the Defense Department put on a human life, one of our soldiers. Any soldier who says yes to this is he's either devoted to killing or he's a fool.
Well, I think there are two other options. I think one, he or she needs the money, or two, they really love serving their country, and it's not the Bush people they're serving, it's you, it's me, and it's the Constitution.
No, no, absolutely not. They are serving the Bush people. The people of this country did not ask for this war. The history of this country has never allowed a preemptive war. The Bush, anybody who is serving in the military right now, anybody, I don't care, from the Joint Chiefs of Staff down to somebody who enlisted and took the oath yesterday, they're serving the Bush crime family. They are not serving America. Absolutely not.
All right, Mike, I just disagree. And I just
That's fine. That's fine.
But I got to tell you, keep knocking them.
Absolutely. Thanks,
keep
David.
Chipping away.
All right, sir. I hope you call again.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take care. All right. The now, this is going to get confusing. Maybe not. But you got to follow this timeline vis-a-vis the uranium lie very carefully. This is important. Tim Russert, Media Whore number one, who, honest to God, is starting to redeem himself, as far as I'm concerned, a little bit, because he's starting to ask some questions. Of course, he smells blood in the water. He could have asked these questions a year ago. He could have asked these questions, variations of these questions 18 months ago. But let's cut him a little slack. He's got Condoleezza Rice there, and he says the following. 4 months ago, you were on this program. I asked you about the president's reference to Saddam's attempt to purchase uranium from Niger in his State of the Union address. And this was your response. Quote, Condoleezza Rice. The president quoted a British paper. We did not know at the time. No one knew at the time in our circles. Maybe someone knew down in the bowels of the agency. But no one in our circles knew that there were doubts and suspicions that this might be a forgery. End quote. No one in our circles, you said. Weeks after you made that statement, on July 23rd, your top deputy, Stephen Hadley, told reporters that he received two memos from the CIA in October, 3 months before the president's speech, that cast doubt on intelligence reports that Iraq had sought to buy uranium from Niger. One memo was sent to Bush's chief speechwriter, and another went to you, National Security Advisor Dr. Condoleezza Rice. Hadley adds that CIA Director George Tenet called him personally and issued a warning not to trust the information. So, Ms. Rice, were you aware of any concerns by the CIA about this incident, as your deputy was? And how did that erroneous information get into the president's State of the Union address?
We apparently, in October for the Cincinnati speech, not for the State of the Union, but the Cincinnati speech, George Tenet asked that this be taken out of the Cincinnati speech, the reference to Yellowcake. It was taken out of the Cincinnati speech because whenever the director of Central Intelligence wants something out, it's gone.
How to get back in?
It's not a matter of getting back in. It's a matter, Tim, that 3-plus months later,
here comes.
People didn't remember that George Tenet had asked that it be taken out of the Cincinnati speech, and then it was cleared by the agency. I didn't remember. Steve Hadley didn't remember.
Nobody remembers. This is the crack foreign policy team put together by this corrupt, degenerate administration. There's Condoleezza Rice. Oh, well, nobody remembered. Nobody remembered that the story about getting uranium from Niger to build a Iraqi nuclear program. Now, of course, Tim, I'm the one that said, well, we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud now, do we? Oh, there's a good little TV interviewer. We don't want that to happen, do we, Timmy? But none of us remembered, Tim, 3 months later, that the story about the Niger Yellowcake was false. And 180 members of Congress voted for war because of the threat of Iraq having nukes. But we didn't remember, Tim. Gosh, I'm sorry, but we didn't. Just a simple slipping of the memory. Now, Timmy seems incredulous that Ms. Rice didn't know the uranium info was totally fabricated before. before Bush's State of the Union address, or was struck suddenly with amnesia. So Tim says, well, Miss Rice, did you ever read the memo you received from the CIA, the one that cast serious doubts on the claim that Saddam was attempting to purchase uranium from Africa?
I don't remember the memo, but let me be very clear. This shouldn't happen to the President of the United States. And we will do everything that we can to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Oh, God. This shouldn't happen to the President of the United States. How about the people of the United States, Condoleezza? How about the people of Iraq? How about our dead soldiers, Condoleezza? 300-plus of them now. How about the dead Iraqis? Thousands at this point. This shouldn't happen to the President of the United States? Is that what you're saying? And you still don't remember the memo. You are the National Security Advisor. You have the President's ear to a greater degree than anyone. George Tenet told you that the uranium information was not true in October, and by December you forgot it and signed off on George Bush's State of the Union address. And don't say you don't sign off on it, Condoleezza. You are the National Security Advisor, and you are a liar. God. Tim goes on. He asks about the current justification of preemptive war with Iraq, since we know the nuclear reason was a lie. Russert says, George Will, the conservative columnist, wrote this, quote, "Some say the war is justified even if weapons of mass destruction are not found, nor their destruction explained, because the world is better off with Saddam gone. But unless one is prepared to postulate a U.S. right, perhaps even a duty, to militarily dismantle any tyranny, it is unacceptable," George Will wrote, "to argue that Hussein's mass graves and torture chambers suffice as retrospective justification for preemptive war." End quote. Miss Rice, that's what a conservative columnist wrote. Any comment?
I think you have to look hard to see whether even this was a war of preemption. We were in of low-level conflict with Saddam Hussein from 1991 until 2003. He was shooting at our airplanes with regularity. We were trying to patrol his forces through no-fly zones in the north and the south. This was a unique case.
No, you are a unique case. You deserve your own rubber bungalow. What? We were in a state of low-level conflict with Saddam Hussein from 1991 until 2003? No, Miss Rice, we weren't. The United Nations had imposed economic sanctions. And then you say he was shooting at our airplanes with regularity? Maybe, Miss Rice, that's because without UN authority, we were sending airplanes across his country. What would you suggest, Miss Rice, if North Korea started sending airplanes into our airspace? But her opening statement, "I think you have to look hard to see whether even this was a war of preemption." What? Wasn't that the entire basis under which everything else was a subclause, wasn't it? Going back to Bush's speech at where was it, VMI or the Citadel, wherever the hell he spoke, last fall, and he said that it is no longer enough to wait for countries to make an aggressive move against the United States, that the new policy, isn't this the PNAC policy? Isn't this what the Defense Advisory Board comes up with? We are now going to attack countries based on our intelligence. That's called preemptive war, Condi. And now you're saying that Bush never said this was a preemptive war? Then let me ask you, whom did Saddam attack that brought this war to fruition? She sits there and lies. And you know why she does? Because she can. For a little while longer. So Tim asked about Colin Powell's pre-war 2001 comments about Iraq. He says, if we go back and examine what administration officials had said prior to the war, Colin Powell said this back in February of 2001, quote, Saddam has not developed any significant capability with respect to weapons of mass destruction, end quote. And 5 days later, or 5 days after September 11th, the vice president said, quote, Saddam Hussein's bottled up at this point, close quote. Was the premise, Ms. Rice, of the war based on faulty or hyped intelligence?
Well, clearly, this is somebody who had used weapons of mass destruction, so had he been allowed to be unchecked, he might have used them again. And so, after September 11th, and I note that some quotes by Colin Powell, for instance, before September 11th, after September 11th, you do look at threats differently. You do look at dealing with threats before they fully materialize. That was the case the president made to the American people.
But the threats, Condoleezza, were lies. Are you missing that? What do you need? Do you need Tim to reach across the desk and grab you by your lapels and shake you until your teeth rattle? The threats were lies. And notice how she drops in the September 11th reference once again. Oh, I don't know. How does the American people get the impression that Saddam and September 11th are connected? Gosh, I have no idea. How do you do this? After September 11th, she says, you do look at threats differently and you start making up crap to justify your attacks. But Condoleezza, do you look at real threats differently or do you look at false threats? Do you look at the lies that you and your criminal cohorts in this obscene administration make up? Which do you look at, Condoleezza? Okay, so Saddam's coming, nuclear arsenal and mushroom cloud, threats were bogus. How about any kind of weapons of mass destruction to justify this? How about any proof? Timmy says, Mr. Rice, a draft of an interim report by David Kay, the American leading the hunt for banned weapons in Iraq, says his team has not found any of the weapons cited by the Bush administration as a principal reason for going to war. The rationale for the war, the risk, the threat of biological, chemical, perhaps even nuclear weapons, they've not been found. Why?
I've not seen David Kay's report, and it is a progress report the very careful work that he is doing. He's interviewing hundreds of people. He is going through miles and miles of documentation. He's collecting physical evidence, and he will put together a coherent story, and then we'll know the truth. But it's far too early to talk about the conclusions of David Kay's report.
And then we'll know the truth? But Miss Rice, I thought you and Dick and George and Paul, and Doug, and Carl, and Andy, I thought you guys had the truth. Isn't that what you told the American public? Isn't that what you told the United Nations? Isn't that what you told the world? And now what? Well, it's far too early to know the conclusions in David Kay's report. We'll wait until he's put together a coherent story, and then we'll know the truth. And then we'll know the truth. And what is it you call it, Condoleezza? A progress report? No. A progress report is what you get from your child's third grade teacher. That's a progress report. This was a deception that led to war and death and destruction, Condoleezza. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And they sit there on NBC and Fox, and CBS, and ABC, and CNN. And they stare earnestly at their media interrogator, and they say stuff like this. And 49% of the American public still supports this criminal administration.
King have a new fire-grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no. Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire-grilled chicken, fire-roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on a fresh-baked baguette. All with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this
Sunday
for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. All right, there's just one more I want to play for you. If you're on hold, stay with us, because we'll get your phone calls coming back right after the news break. Still Condoleezza Rice with Tim Russert Sunday. Now, remember last week, Cheney said he knew nothing. This week, it's, as you've heard, Condi's turn to play dumb with Russert. Now, on a White House official's outing of Ambassador Joe Wilson's wife, a CIA agent, Tim asked the following. Ambassador Joe Wilson was sent over to Niger by the CIA to look into this whole matter of selling uranium to Iraq. He came back with a report which was given to the administration. Then there was an article by columnist Robert Novak which cited two administration sources and identified Ambassador Wilson's wife by name. She was an undercover agent at the CIA. It's a felony to identify an undercover agent. And in this article in today's Washington Post, referring to yesterday, a senior administration official said that White House officials called six reporters to identify, to out, if you will, Joe Wilson's wife. Ms. Rice, what can you tell us about this?
Tim, I know nothing about any such calls, and I do know that the President of the United States would not expect his White House to behave in that way. It's my understanding that when something like this, a question like this, is raised before the agency, that they refer it as a matter of course, matter of routine, to the Justice Department. The Justice Department will now take appropriate action, whatever that is.
Whatever that is? Whatever that is. How about, you know, Ashcroft can ask for special counsel, even though the independent prosecutor law has expired, Ms. Rice. The Justice Department will now take appropriate action, whatever that is. Are you serious? What, Ashcroft's going to douse himself in Crisco oil and pray about it? Tim, I know nothing about any such calls. Tim, I know nothing. I don't know anything about this. I have no idea. Really? Well, I'm just the National Security Advisor, Tim. How am I supposed to know what is being done in the White House? I am just the National Security Advisor. That's all I am. I am concerned with national security. A undercover CIA agent? Oh, I don't think that has anything to do with national security, Tim. That must be outside my purview. Do you understand the word purview, Tim? In our circles, we use language like that. So, gee, Tim, I don't know what to tell you.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. Washington, D.C. is wondering which top-level White House officials are responsible for revealing the identity of a CIA agent, touching off a firestorm of controversy and a possible Justice Department probe of the leak. unnamed officials revealed the identity of the wife of Ambassador Joseph Wilson to six journalists in June. Wilson was sent by the CIA to Niger in 2002 to investigate a report that Iraq was trying to obtain uranium, but returned to say it was highly doubtful. The Washington Post reported on Sunday that two top White House officials called at least six Washington journalists and revealed the identity and occupation of Wilson's wife, apparently in retaliation for his conclusion, which undermined the position of the White House. President Bush's aides promised yesterday to cooperate with a Justice Department inquiry about the leak. U.S. troops backed by tanks and helicopters battled Iraqi resistance fighters this morning near the town of Khalidiyah, west of Baghdad, and the U.S. military announced a series of raids aimed at those responsible for attacks against Americans north of the capital. Villagers said the clash began after Iraqi resistance fighters fired rocket-propelled grenades at an American convoy. U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad said they had no information about the Monday raids. To the north, the U.S. 4th Infantry Division launched two dozen raids in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit and other areas, arresting 92 people and seizing weapons and ammunition. An internal assessment by the Defense Intelligence Agency has concluded that most of the information provided by Iraqi defectors from the Iraqi National Congress was of little or no value. In addition, several Iraqi defectors brought forth by opposition leader Ahmed Chalabi invented or exaggerated their credentials as people with direct knowledge of the Iraqi government and its suspected unconventional weapons program. The information from the INC became the linchpin for the Bush administration's case for the war with Iraq. The White House disputes the DIA's assessment. More after this.
I'm Oscar Davis. You may have a serious eye condition and not even know it. Vision loss is not a normal part of aging. Some vision changes are normal. Some are due to eye disease. Do you know the difference? Open your eyes to the facts. To get more information about vision and aging, or find out about what help is available if you're having vision problems, call Lighthouse International at 1-800-829-0500 or visit www.lighthouse.org.
An American soldier stationed in Iraq married his Italian fiancé in a Montana double proxy ceremony that neither attended. Private First Class David Gaynor's parents exchanged vows Friday for the absent couple. For IE American Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
It's 2003. Do you know where you are? Not the physical you. You're right there. But the little digital you that banks, credit card firms, insurance companies, brokerage houses, and other corporations have created from personal information that they've gleaned from you, information you thought was private. For example, how much liquor have you charged to your credit card? What's your net worth? Have you missed a loan payment? Are you taking medicine for a sexual problem? What's your monthly take-home? Did you make a series of one-nighter trips to Las Vegas last year? All this and more is collected by your financial institutions and, thanks to a little-known law that Congress passed 4 years ago, these institutions now can share all of your personal data, compile it into a detailed profile, and store this digital you inside their computers. But they don't stop there. The Graham-Leach-Bliley Act lets them give you to all of their conglomerate affiliates and to sell you to other corporations under joint marketing agreements. The digital you is their slave. And the actual you doesn't know which corporations have you or what they're doing with you. You can thank former Senator Phil Graham for this theft of your privacy. At the behest of the industry, which coincidentally just happened to be his major campaign funder, Phil dutifully maneuvered this body-snatching bill into law. Graham left the Senate last year and was rewarded with, what else, a fat cat job with a giant financial firm that had lobbied for this bill. This is Jim Hightower saying, if you think that these privacy invaders should not be allowed to use and sell your personal information without getting permission from you in writing, you are not alone. People all across the country are outraged and pushing for action to stop the privacy snatchers. There's both a bill and an initiative in California that would outlaw this corporate intrusion. If it passes there, other states will follow. To join this fight for privacy, go to californiaprivacy.org.
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, yes it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No, I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. I got an email during the break from Jeff. Mike, love your show. One of the most significant sea changes today was in the reporting about fighting in Iraq. Both the AP and ABC Evening News, and there were others, referred to anti-U.S. attacks in Iraq as resistance fighters. It's as though the Bush or the media are saying no to the Bush company lies about terrorists and released convicts and are starting to tell the truth. Anti-American resistance fighters. Yeah. And this very quickly, and then we're coming to your phone calls. Kevin sent in, Mike, did you see the pitiful performance of the White House press secretary today regarding the disclosure of Ambassador Wilson's wife as a CIA operative? It would have been hilarious if it wasn't so serious and important. He kept saying, if something like this happened, of course they would look into it. Over and over and over. He kept on saying all he knew was what was reported in the media. And the press didn't let him off on this one. They hammered and hammered and hammered. One reporter asked him, you keep on saying that if something like this happened, but it did happen in Bob Novak's column. Then he also was asked if they knew, if all they knew was what was reported in the media, then how could they know that no one from the White House disclosed anything? He was squirming. You could see the nervousness on his face and the sweat on his brow. While watching it on C-SPAN, my daughter walked in the room without knowing who he was or what he was talking about. She said, he looks nervous. The press should hammer these liars on more things. It's about time. Maybe they've seen the poll numbers and feel they can ask tougher questions now. Yeah, Kevin, I'm sorry, but that's precisely the case. Now, we will have for you, if you're up late tonight, when do they rerun it on C-SPAN? 12:15 Eastern time tonight, C-SPAN 1 or 2, I'm not sure which, but you'll find it, reruns the entire press conference, C-SPAN 1. We're going to tape it, and Kathy will have some of her exquisite sound bites of this little jackass, this little press secretary liar, for tomorrow's program. But we thought it was extremely important to get this stuff out about Condoleezza. Everybody who cares knows about this quote. Let me share it with you. We need more human intelligence. That means we need more protection for the methods we use to gather intelligence and more protection for our sources, particularly our human sources, people that are risking their lives for their country. Even though I'm a tranquil guy now at this stage of my life, I have nothing but contempt and anger for those who betrayed the trust by exposing the name of our sources. They are, in my view, the most insidious of traitors. Yeah, George Herbert Walker Bush, April 16th, 1999, at the dedication speech of the George Bush Center for Intelligence. They are, in my view, the most insidious of traitors. Well, Pappy, you better look in your boy's White House, because there are your most insidious of traitors. And take a look at Bob Novak, this thug, this tabloid punk, who released the name in the Chicago Tribune. Of Ambassador Wilson's wife. As a CIA undercover agent. Now, how many people around the globe with whom she had contact are dead? Why did we impeach Bill Clinton? Oh, that's right. He lied about his relationship with Monica Lewinsky. Yeah. Mike is calling from Mountain Park, Georgia. Hey, Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. A number that I've seen in fleeting on the Internet was that 70 agents had been liquidated. One source, that was Al Martin, and some people were discounting his coverage of that. But tonight on television, with this as the lead story, they did get into CIA techniques and this sort of thing, pointing out that Aldrich Ames was responsible for the death of 10 agents, and he's serving a life imprisonment term with no chance of parole.
That's right.
Which the ultimate of this would be a perp walk by Cheney, Bush, and Rove out of the White House, and life imitating art when Hastert becomes president, thus vindicating John Goodman becoming the president on the West Wing.
Right, right.
I'm going to sell everything I've got. It is the end of the world.
Yeah, yes, it is. And I'm going to buy a ticket to where?
Oh, there's hardly any place to go.
Middle Earth.
Right. The reason there may be an independent counsel on this, I read somewhere, was that Rove consulted Ashcroft's Can't Beat a Dead Guy senatorial campaign.
Yeah.
And that's too close a relationship for even the Republicans
in
Congress.
Right.
They will be pushing for an independent counsel of some sort.
I hope that comes to pass, but it is the only person, it's my understanding, I may be wrong, the only person who can ask for an independent counsel or a special prosecutor, whatever you want to call it, is Ashcroft.
Could be.
He's the only one who can request it and name the person.
Yeah.
Now, think for a moment who they would pick. Who? Henry Kissinger?
Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
well, in the words of Tricky Dicky 1, it's always the cover-up.
That's right.
And it happened to Bill, and it happened to them and Ollie, and, you know, maybe this will be the one, because Joe Sixpack can identify with treason.
Yeah,
they can identify with the stain on a blue dress, and they can identify with treason. Yeah. All this other stuff is zooming over their heads.
It's just ridiculous. But a stain on a blue dress and treason, yep, they're right up there in the same league of understanding.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks for all you do. Appreciate your show.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
Thanks for checking in. We impeach now again. We impeach Bill Clinton. Let's see. We impeach Bill Clinton because he. Oh, that's right. Can you think any of you right wing lurkers? Now don't bother calling the program. I'm just going to put some bubble gum out for your wasted little minds, you Republicans. Is there anybody in the Bush administration that is not guilty of a felony of the most grievous sort? Anybody? Okay, maybe Spencer Abraham. But he really doesn't exist. William is calling, our North Carolina Bureau Chief. Hey, William.
Hey, Mike. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I had you on hold, so I didn't know if I...
Well, here I am.
Into you. Okay. I totally agree with you in regards to who the troops are fighting for. It's not for the American people, that's for sure.
It's not for freedom and justice and democracy, no.
And I'll give you an example. The Israeli pilots said no. They just said no. And they said they weren't going to fight for that dictator. And maybe one of these days some of ours will say no.
Yeah, I think, what was it, 13 or 17 Israeli fighter pilots and about 100-plus Israeli reservists. And, and everybody in Israel, once they reach the age of 18, is a reservist and, until they, I don't know, reach the age of 45. So it's not very many, but it is significant in that here are people in the Israeli military who have the courage to say, no, we are not going to attack civilian populations any longer. We're not going to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
the other point I wanted to make also is that it doesn't matter. I don't care whether Novak says anything to anybody or confesses who told him anything. Mm-hmm. The fact is, he's the one that outed him. It doesn't matter who told him. He's the one that did it. And so while he's sitting in prison contemplating whether he should say anything to anybody, to me it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is a felon, and he needs to serve time. Now, whether he says who told him the information, the fact is he's the one that gave the information to the people.
Yeah, that gets... See, and I think Novak understands what I'm about to say. First of all, anybody who's a true journalist is going to have to defend Novak and say, look, he should not be forced to reveal his sources.
And I agree.
Right. Secondly... In reporting what was told to him by an insider at the White House, true journalists are going to applaud Novak. They're going to say, look, he, among the six journalists, was the only one who had the courage to step out and blow this thing wide open by actually publishing what was said to him. Now, does that mean I support Robert Novak? I'd sooner support a rabid dog. But I'm just giving you what the reaction is going to be from real journalists. They're going to say, God bless Novak. They're going to say Novak is right up there with the Berrigan brothers. Novak's right up there with Daniel Ellsberg in the Pentagon Papers. Novak is right up there with Scott Ritter in revealing these lies. Now,
but there's a big difference here. When the Pentagon Papers came out, he was publishing numbers that they didn't want the people to know. No one died. He was telling people who did die.
Well,
there's a hell of a difference when people now are going to die for the stuff that Novak is currently stating.
Right. Now, William,
he has died.
William, I completely agree with you, pal. I would like to see Novak in prison for a long time. All I'm saying is this is what the reaction is going to be from the journalism.
Oh, I agree. Right. I totally agree with
the journalism community. And they may be right on a journalistic integrity, First Amendment intellectual level, whereas you and I are right on a gut level of this son of a bitch ought to go to jail for a long time.
You bet.
So I agree with you.
If what he said it was of a different nature, and they said, well, we want to know who told you whatever,
right,
because it was embarrassing, that's different. No, he should not give away a source, and he shouldn't go to jail. But this is felonous.
That's
this
right.
is different. One other thing, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
At some point, somebody in the Democratic Party is going to have to honestly assess what the Clintons have done to the party since 1993. Quote from Rush Limbaugh, and I want to tell you, I do every day. I assess every day what Clinton attempted to do for our company every day, for our country, yes.
Yeah, me too.
I tell you. Me too.
Especially now, William.
Especially now, exactly. Have a good night, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in, William. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
Does Burger King have a new fire-grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no.
Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire-grilled chicken, fire-roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on a fresh-baked baguette, all with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Boy, I can't believe I didn't do it. I really miss the boat. Interest rates were at historic lows. I knew the economy was turning around. I could have called General Steel and saved a ton of money on the building I needed, and I'd be ready for the new economy. Yep, I really blew it.
Will this be you? Perhaps a year from now. Let General Steel Corporation show you how to take advantage of this unique moment in history. A steel building from the General will save you time and money compared to conventional construction. And you can hold your building delivery for up to 1 year with a small deposit. Small business owners know that now is the best time to build and prepare for the new economy. Whether you need a 60 by 200 foot building for under $15,000 or 100 by 175 for under $98,000, call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need manufacturing or warehouse space, you need the General. If your church or school needs to expand quickly and save money, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL. This moment in history won't last forever. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long, itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
It's 2003. Do you know where you are? Not the physical you, you're right there. But the little digital you that banks, credit card firms, insurance companies, brokerage houses, and other corporations have created from personal information that they've gleaned from you, information you thought was private. For example, how much liquor have you charged to your credit card? What's your net worth? Have you missed a loan payment? Are you taking medicine for a sexual problem? What's your monthly take-home? Did you make a series of one-nighter trips to Las Vegas last year? All this and more is collected by your financial institutions and, thanks to a little-known law that Congress passed 4 years ago, these institutions now can share all of your personal data, compile it into a detailed profile, and store this digital you inside their computers. But they don't stop there. The Graham-Leach-Bliley Act lets them give you to all of their conglomerate affiliates and to sell you to other corporations under joint marketing agreements. The digital you is their slave. And the actual you doesn't know which corporations have you or what they're doing with you. You can thank former Senator Phil Graham for this theft of your privacy. He happened to be his major campaign funder. Phil dutifully maneuvered this body-snatching bill into law. Graham left the Senate last year and was rewarded with, what else? A fat cat job with a giant financial firm that had lobbied for this bill. This is Jim Hightower saying, if you think that these privacy invaders should not be allowed to use and sell your personal information without getting permission from you in writing, you are not alone. People all across the country are outraged and pushing for action to stop the privacy snatchers. There's both a bill and an initiative in California that would outlaw this corporate intrusion. If it passes there, other states will follow. To join this fight for privacy, go to californiaprivacy.org.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
24 past the hour, Teddy mailed in, the press may defend Novak, but if I were Novak, I would sleep with one eye open, have a professional food taster, and a bodyguard who is a long and trusted friend. The CIA, apart from what is under the control of the Bush crime family, the CIA will get their revenge. Hadn't thought about that, Ted. Now, as William, our North Carolina bureau chief, was saying, and Victor sent this in to me, here is the section from the U.S. Code or whatever the hell it is, I guess it's U.S. Code, that protects the identities of undercover intelligence officers, agents, informants, and sources. Section B, very quickly, says, disclosure of information by persons who learn identity of covert agents as a result of having access to classified information. That's the section head. Whoever learns the identity of a covert agent and intentionally discloses any information identifying such covert agent to any individual not authorized to receive classified information, knowing that the information disclosed so identifies such covert agent, and that the United States is taking affirmative measures to conceal such covert agents' intelligence relationship to the United States, that person shall be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. Goodbye, Novak. Goodbye, you little bastard. Maybe you can do crossfire from jail.
MSNBC will hire him.
Yeah, MSNBC will hire you. What the hell? They'll put you to work. So there it is. I mean, Section B, or Paragraph B, Section 421 of the U.S. Code, I assume this is U.S. Code, that describes the felonious nature of what Robert Novak did. But again, the hell of this is. This is the awful part. When you have somebody like Novak who violates this particular law, journalists have to defend him, and politicians have to attack the First Amendment because of what Novak did. Politicians now have to stand up and say, well, see, there you go. This is what happens when you have a free and unfettered press. Snicker, snicker. This is what happens. We have to pass a law restricting the flow of information. You see how this works? Now, somebody of a more conspiratorial bent than I am right now might suggest that Novak did this deliberately, knowing his ass would be safe, but that his Republican buddies in Congress would then attempt to pass a law restricting the freedom of the press. And, of course, the howling, yapping American public will jump on that bandwagon in half a second. Yeah, some bitches ought to not be able to say everything they say. I get tired of the liberal media. Tired of it. Pass a law. See how this works? Of course you do. The White House will cooperate with the Justice Department in its initial inquiry into who leaked the classified identity of a CIA operative, but will not launch an internal probe and will not ask for an independent investigation, a spokesman said today. The operative is the wife of a former U.S. ambassador who had been critical of the Bush administration's handling of intelligence on Iraq.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling that their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking into their pockets. Everybody wants a box of...
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire-Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
And as
Astronomers say street lamps that use shields can provide plenty of light and fight light pollution at the same time. I'm Jill Ladwig for Earthwatch Radio. We use all kinds of outdoor lights at night to illuminate streets and parking lots, but a lot of that light is wasted. It goes out in all directions instead of just straight down. The wasted energy costs money, and the light pollution blots out the evening stars. Dan Green is an astronomer at the Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, and he's a founding member of the New England Light Pollution Advisory Group. Green says shields on streetlights are one example of how we could cut light pollution and also save energy and money.
With one swoop, you'll actually be cutting down on light trespass and glare, and at the same time, you'll have energy savings, which translates directly into taxpayer savings because almost every streetlight out there is taxpayer funded. And this actually translates into quite a lot of money. And in this day and age when we have a lot of budget shortfalls, it's something that people should look at probably a little more closely.
Shields on lights are hoods or reflectors that direct light from a lamp toward the ground. Green says shielded lights are effective and save energy. He says lamps that are not shielded often require high-energy bulbs to do their job, and a lot of that energy is wasted.
If you have a totally unshielded light, in some cases, believe it or not, 80 to 90% of the light is going outward and upward, not downward, where it is intended to be used and where it's useful.
Green says shielded fixtures are becoming a more common sight in lighting stores, and manufacturers are tapping into a market for them that's growing. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. With all of these disclosures that have been kind of leaking out, now have become an absolute flood of information. When you have member after member of the Bush crime family going on national television lying because they can, when you have Karl Rove engineering the death of, well, nobody knows how many people who are operating with Mrs. Plame, I believe that's the name that she used, the CIA agent. When you have the absolute screaming need for an independent counsel, when you have literally, literally a crime family running this country, do you suppose that the American public, all of us, not 51% of us, not 47% of us, but all of us will realize the situation these killers have gotten this country into? Is this going to just float away? Now, I know full well, as you do, that a limited number of people watch Meet the Press, Face the Nation, all these different television talk shows on Sunday. But did enough people see this? Have enough people? Are enough of us paying attention? For Christ's sake, what does it take? What does it take? We have asked that. I have asked this question over and over and over again on this program. What does it take? What does this gang have to do before the American people say enough? Is this it? Is this the tipping point? Every single phony reason for involving us in the attack on another country, I don't care how filthy the leader of that country was. Everything was a lie. Every single thing was a lie. What is it going to take? What? What does George W. Bush and his administration have to do to get removed from office? What? Tony's calling from Waukegan, Illinois. Hey, Tony.
Mike.
Tony.
You know, I tell you, this is just amazing. I mean, you asked the right question. What exactly will it take? I cannot imagine, because frankly, if you just change the name to Bill Clinton.
Oh, my God.
Just change the name George Bush to Bill Clinton.
He'd already be toast.
Not only would he be toast, we would, you know, there would be congressional hearings from now until the end of time.
Oh, forever.
And there would be people calling for not just his. You talked about doing a perp walk earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, there'd be people. You know, they'd set up, you know, like a public display. You know, for a public whipping.
Oh, these right-wing Republican thugs would be in front of the White House with torches and ropes. They would be demanding that Bush or that Clinton present himself to be hanged from the nearest lamppost. You're absolutely right. But with Bush, the American public sits back like, what are we? What the hell are we? Are we cockroaches that are afraid of the light? We just hang back and scurry off in the shadows when this kind of thing gets exposed? I'm not talking about you and me.
Well, no, but, you know, here's the deal. You know, I watch C-SPAN every morning, and, you know, they had on, I guess it was Saturday morning, then they had on a segment where they just wanted Republicans to call in, only Republicans.
Yeah.
And these people are frightening. I'm listening to these people. Our president is so smart. Our president is doing the best he can for this country. Our president is doing this, and I can't understand why the Democrats... why they hate him so much. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, these people truly must live in some alternate dimension.
Now you understand why, if you had any questions, now you understand why. I've said many times on this program, all Republicans. I don't care if my mother were a Republican, I would include her in this. She's not. But all Republicans are morons. They are brain dead. They are stupid. They are complicit in mass murder. They don't deserve to live in this country.
Well, you know what? I sent you an email. About an article that I found over on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's called "Why We Hate Bush." And
oh yeah, you sent it to me Friday.
No, I just
sent now?
It to you just a few minutes ago.
Okay, well maybe somebody else did, but I saw that. I read it.
That's a really good piece.
Now, that was the one by Ted Call. Was it Ted Call?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think I posted it on my website. I'm glad you sent it again. I'll read it again. It was good. It was a good article. We hate him. I believe the bottom line was because he stole the presidency.
Well, that's what it boils down to. But there are so many new reasons.
Yeah.
There's just so many new reasons. And, you know, I've started, you'll like this, Mike. I'm trying to spread the news about you, right?
Yeah.
And every Saturday... I get together with a bunch of friends at the local comic book shop because we're a bunch of geeks.
Yeah.
And they don't have internet access, most of them. So I go to White Rose, download, take my computer, my laptop, and we just listen to your show. And now I've got a couple of guys in there who insist, have you got any new Malloy? I got to hear what Malloy is saying about this.
Oh, my God.
So I just thought I'd pass that along to you.
Well, thanks. You know, someday we may be on real radio stations other than the ones we're on. We are on real radio stations now, but I mean we'll be on in huge megalopolises like this program used to be in Atlanta and Chicago and is no more. And people won't have to, be tethered to their computer or you know, MP3 something or put something on a mini disc. You know, that'll be a fun day, won't it?
Oh, I look forward to that. And, you know, as soon as it happens, truly we know that the days of these neocons are numbered.
Yeah.
That's when we know that they are numbered.
Boy, that's the truth. Hey, listen, Tony, thanks for checking in, pal.
Take care.
All right, sir. All right. Joe is calling our Brookings, Oregon Bureau Chief. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, well, before I go on to my main topic, I would just like to say good riddance to Elia Kazan, and that's all I'm going to say because that's all that piece of crap deserves.
Oh, my God. He made good movies and directed good plays, though, Joe.
He made one good movie with Andy Griffith.
No, he made several. What, A Face in the Crowd? What about On the Waterfront? On the Waterfront was no good?
A celebration of
snitches. Okay, all right. I understand. Elia Kazan could have not outed the 7 or 8 other former CP USA members, and he did to save his own ass. And yes, I hold that against him too. But he did do some good movies. Now, what you really called about?
Yes. Well, of course, about Robert Novak. You know, an interesting sidelight to this is that some of his fellow Republicans were calling him unpatriotic and un-American earlier this spring because people like him and Pat Buchanan were opposing the war in Iraq and his scumbag, I don't remember who the guy's name, it might have been David Frum, in National Review magazine, had a whole big article in National Review talking about Robert Novak being against the war, and that's why he was supposed to be un-American. So now you got Robert Novak carrying water for the Bush administration with this. I mean, it's absolutely sickening. I mean, you know, that guy's been, as long as he's been around, he knows better than that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what Novak's motivation was. There's always more to the story than appears to be in the story. You know what I'm saying? That's why I question why Novak alone among the 6 or 7 journalists with whom this information was shared, apparently, it was Novak who decided to go public with it and put at risk the lives of, you and I will never know how many people. I'm just trying to, and also place himself, Novak, in serious jeopardy, I think, where it concerns the way this law is written about revealing this sort of information. There's always more to the story than appears to be there when you first look at it, especially where it concerns media in this country.
Yeah, well, speaking of the media, I mean, I was watching that little Crossfire show today. How come, you know, Mr. Clintonoid Humanoid himself, you know, Paul Begala, wasn't calling his colleague on the carpet for what Robert Novak did? Robert Novak is probably off the hook because he's a so-called journalist, right? But, you know, how surely, though, we can get CNN to fire his wrinkled up old ass.
You would think. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you checking in. And again, if you don't want to wait, go to CNN.com/transcripts, click on Crossfire for today, and scroll down about a third of the way down, and the last two-thirds of the transcript is what Joe is talking about, what we were talking about here, Novak and Begala and Harold Ford from Tennessee and Jack Kingston, one Democrat, one Republican. They're both Republican? Harold Ford's a Democrat. And Jack Kingston's Republican from Georgia, and see the conversation that goes back and forth. If you don't want to do it now, I'll have it posted at my website, MikeMalloy.com, when the program's over. Charles is calling from Augusta. Hey, Charles.
Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
All I can say, Mike, is if they find a copy of the Koran at Novak's house, he's in big trouble.
Yeah. Well, I like the one email. Who sent that to me? Damn it, I tossed it already. But, Novak better sleep with one eye open. He better not fly on private small planes, and he better have a food taster, because by crossing the CIA like this, and this is, you know, aside from any devious little purpose or cross purpose that Novak has here, the fact remains that he outed a CIA agent, and the possible consequences of that are a lot of people dead. And I don't know, but it's my understanding that the CIA doesn't particularly approve of that kind of situation. So Novak may be a dead man walking. Who knows?
Mike, don't you think that somewhere in the confines of the Patriot Act that this has to be...
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That this have to be against the law? Somehow, somewhere, yeah, you'd think. Not to mention, it's in the U.S. Code now.
Right.
To do what he did, and I've gotten... my friend Will Rivers Pitt has an article that says, that quotes the same section of law that I quoted, but Will, in Will's quotation of the law, it says 10 years in prison. The one that Victor sent me says 5 years in prison, but the fact remains, this guy, unless there's, you know, it's like watching the Rodney King tape. I thought I saw 8 or 9 cops beating the bejesus out of another human being. But it turns out when they present it all in court, well, that's not what happened at all. So unless I am crazy, it seems to me that Robert Novak violated federal law where it concerns outing a CIA agent, and he's now subject to prison time.
Well, I heard you earlier talking about not revealing the confidentiality of the sources, but I would think that somewhere in that Patriot Act, it kind of outs that particular protection, and I think Mr. Ashcroft could deal him a hand to make him reveal his sources.
Well, this is the spot that a real journalist, and I used to be one, this is the spot that journalists find themselves in. Forcing Novak to reveal the actual source, the person that called him, if in fact he didn't get it secondhand, would, to me, be against everything I believe in where it concerns a journalist having the right to maintain the secrecy of his sources. Otherwise, how in the hell are whistleblowers? You know, whistleblowers are an endangered species right now anyway. And if something is done here to force Novak to reveal his source, well, I would love to do it. I would love to have him tied to a chair and a light in his face, and I'm standing over him with a cigarette dangling out of my mouth.
It wouldn't take that, Mike.
And a truncheon in my other hand.
About 2 days down in Guantanamo Bay.
That would do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But I am forced, and I hate this. I hate this sort of dichotomy. I hate being in this position. I am forced at this moment. I may change my mind, but at this moment, I'm forced to defend Novak in his not revealing his source, unless he wants to. If he wants to reveal it, go ahead. But if they come after him with a subpoena or an attempt to make him reveal his source, God help me, but I've got to defend, I've got to be on the side of Novak and say, no, that's not how we're set up. You see what I mean?
But the problem with that, Mike, is I think that if not revealing that source places the lives of innocent people in danger.
I know, and that's why I say I'm 99% on Novak's side. 1% of me is reserving judgment. I think what he did was just criminal. But where do you draw the line between a journalist or a reporter or whatever the hell he is? I guess he's a journalist being forced to reveal their sources when they're reporting on something. Now, on the other hand, when you take a look, how would we have known that Karl Rove, or whomever it turns out to be, I'm going with Karl Rove, was such a piece of human waste that they would release to six or seven members of the press the name of Joe Wilson's wife and identify her as a CIA agent. Had Novak not come public with the story, how would we have known? You see the position we're in?
Right.
You see? And I hate it. But we are in that position. Now, if 5 reporters all at the same time had revealed this, it'd be a different situation. But only Novak stepped up and revealed what he had been told. Now, he didn't go far enough. He didn't identify Karl Rove or Douglas Feith or Dick Cheney or Wolfowitz or whatever unconscionable bastard did this. But he did get it out into public discussion that somebody in the White House was so filthy, so sick, so corrupted
that they would reveal the name of Joe Wilson's wife in order to retaliate against him. You see what I'm saying? It's Absolutely. A nasty situation, Charles.
And he still has a job.
I'd like to see him in prison, but I think he ought to be in prison at a place where the conditions are a little less harsh than the kind of prison you or I would go to. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Bill in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, posting on our message board.
The doorbell rang and I answered the door. Just as I finished posting how fed up I am with Bush, what a surprise. The guy standing in front of my door was very Republican look about him. His first words to me were, "Hi, I am your Republican precinct captain." Boy, has this guy got the wrong address, I said to myself. But not before I made it known to him that I consider Bush a menace to America. He started squirming and glancing around the front of my house. Our junkie responds. He says, "I remember when the only people we had to worry about meeting on our doorsteps were Jehovah Witness crusaders. Now we have right-wingers. That's really scary." How to scare off door-to-door Republican visitors. And Klaus adds, "Well, answering the door naked can have the desired effect."
Ah! For Christ's sake, will you cover yourself?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Prepare to be astonished!
Okay, so just what is going on here, people?
Did you know that you can get the best of progressive talk radio on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145?
Oh, really?
Well, that's remarkable.
Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145 is loaded with political talk radio from the other side.
Hurrah!
Kicking off your morning with Doug Steffens' Good Day from 5 a.m. till noon Eastern Time, followed by the Tom Hartman Show from noon to 3 p.m. Then get different perspectives from different show hosts on Radio Free Speed Zone from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera then takes the reins from 5 p.m. till 7, followed by All American Talk Radio from 7 p.m. till 9. Then get ready to fire up your night with the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time, all live Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145, powered by the only progressive talk radio network, i.e. America Radio Network.
So what do you want, a medal?
Well, isn't that special?
Doing talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, Peter emailed in, Mike, the original law that you read was aimed at people like Philip Agee, who published a newsletter that outed CIA agents. I'm trying to figure out the difference between Philip Agee and Bob Novak. Well, thanks, Peter. When you do figure it out, let us know. JB just sent this to me. This is from tomorrow's New York Times. You can see it online right now. Just the first couple of sentences here. This is, I've said it before, every night when I come on this program, I think, last night was the worst I could have talked about, and then it gets worse. This is from the Times. A group of businessmen linked by their close ties to President Bush, his family, and his administration have set up a consulting firm to advise companies who want to do business in Iraq, including those seeking pieces of taxpayer-financed reconstruction projects. The firm, New Bridge Strategies, is headed by Joe Albaugh. You remember him, don't you? Mr. Bush's campaign manager in 2000 and the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency until this past March. Other directors include Ed Rogers, Lanny Griffith, lobbyists who were assistants to the first President Bush, and now have close ties to the White House. At a time when the administration seeks congressional approval of $20.3 billion to rebuild Iraq, the company's website, newbridgestrategies.com, says,
the opportunities evolving in Iraq today are of such an unprecedented nature and scope that no other existing firm has the necessary skills and experience to be effective both in Washington, D.C. and on the ground in Iraq.
These people are rapists. They are vampires. They are ghouls. And they're running this country. And they're running this country. Never have I been so ashamed to be an American.
What about during the 80s in Central America?
That's a close second.
What about Southeast Asia?
I wasn't paying attention then.
Oh, so you really are? This is the most... The worst you've ever fought being American?
Yeah. Right now. Tonight. This moment.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Xie xie is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Ban ji la is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart. You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
woman's good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy show, just say no.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. U.S. troops backed by tanks and helicopters battled Iraqi resistance fighters this morning near the town of Khalidiyah, west of Baghdad, and the U.S. military announced a series of raids aimed at those responsible for attacks against Americans north of the capital. Villagers said the clash began after Iraqi resistance fighters fired rocket-propelled grenades at an American convoy. U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad said they had no information about the Monday raids. To the north, the U.S. 4th Infantry Division launched 24 raids in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit and other areas, arresting 92 people and seizing weapons and ammunition. Washington, D.C. is wondering which top-level White House officials are responsible for revealing the identity of a CIA agent, touching off a firestorm of controversy and a possible Justice Department probe of the leak. Unnamed officials revealed the identity of the wife of Ambassador Joseph Wilson to 6 journalists in June. Wilson was sent by the CIA to Niger in 2002 to investigate a report that Iraq was trying to obtain uranium, but returned to say it was highly doubtful. The Washington Post reported on Sunday that 2 top White House officials called at least 6 Washington journalists and revealed the identity and occupation of Wilson's wife, apparently in retaliation for his conclusion, which undermined the position of the White House. President Bush's aides promised yesterday to cooperate with a Justice Department inquiry about the leak. An internal assessment by the Defense Intelligence Agency has concluded that most of the information provided by Iraqi defectors from the Iraqi National Congress was of little or no value. In addition, several Iraqi defectors brought forth by opposition leader Ahmed Chalabi invented or exaggerated their credentials as people with direct knowledge of the Iraqi government and its suspected unconventional weapons program. The information from the INC became the linchpin for the Bush administration's case for the war with Iraq. The White House disputes the DIA's assessment. More after this.
I'm Oscar Davis. You may have a serious eye condition and not even know it. Vision loss is not a normal part of aging. Some vision changes are normal. Some are due to eye disease. Do you know the difference? Open your eyes to the facts. To get more information about vision and aging, or find out about what help is available if you're having vision problems, call Lighthouse International at 1-800-829-0500 or visit www.lighthouse.org.
An American soldier stationed in Iraq married his Italian fiancée in a Montana double proxy ceremony that neither attended. Private First Class David Gaynor's parents exchanged vows Friday for the absent couple. For IE American Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Does Burger King have a new fire grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no. Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire-grilled chicken, fire-roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on the fresh-baked baguette, all with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
It's 2003. Do you know where you are? Not the physical you, you're right there. But the little digital you that banks, credit card firms, insurance companies, brokerage houses, and other corporations have created from personal information that they've gleaned from you, information you thought was private. For example, how much liquor have you charged to your credit card? What's your net worth? Have you missed a loan payment? Are you taking medicine for a sexual problem? What's your monthly take-home? Did you make a series of one-nighter trips to Las Vegas last year? All this and more is collected by your financial institutions, and thanks to a little-known law that Congress passed 4 years ago, these institutions now can share all of your personal data, compile it into a detailed profile, and store this digital you inside their computers. But they don't stop there. The Graham-Leach-Bliley Act lets them give you to all of their conglomerate affiliates and to sell you to other corporations under joint marketing agreements. The digital you is their slave. And the actual you doesn't know which corporations have you or what they're doing with you. You can thank former Senator Phil Graham for this theft of your privacy. At the behest of the industry, which coincidentally just happened to be his major campaign funder, Phil dutifully maneuvered this body-snatching bill into law. Graham left the Senate last year and was rewarded with, what else? A fat cat job with a giant financial firm that had lobbied for this bill. This is Jim Hightower saying, if you think that these privacy invaders should not be allowed to use and sell your personal information without getting permission from you in writing, you are not alone. People all across the country are outraged and pushing for action to stop the privacy snatchers. There's both a bill and an initiative in California that would outlaw this corporate intrusion. If it passes there, other states will follow. To join this fight for privacy, go to californiaprivacy.org.
Dad, this race car game is awesome. Want to drive?
Oh, I love that game, but not with a bad headache.
You want to go home?
The moment of choice. Which will work better on your headache? Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, you'll feel better faster with Advil Liquid Gels. These advanced liquid-filled capsules rush relief where you need it. They're proven to work faster, stronger, better than Tylenol on tough pain.
Can we stay a little longer?
Let's try virtual reality skiing.
Yeah!
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Bob in Big Spring, Texas says, Mike, did Geraldo get in trouble for making little John Madden-style drawings in the dirt in Iraq and then accused of giving away military secrets? But Novak is still not getting half the mainstream negative press Geraldo got for his harmless antics. Yeah. Yeah. And a couple of you have sent me the information that Karl Rove had been fired from the Bush Senior campaign for putting out false information about a Bush senior staff person. Karl Rove was also involved in, or the campaign director of, Ashcroft's unsuccessful campaign against Mel Carnahan. And then, of course, Mel Carnahan died in a private plane crash. And need I even mention what happened to Paul Wellstone? These people are murderers. Do you understand me? Revealing the name of Joe Wilson's wife as a CIA undercover operative was a way of letting the Wilson family know that the Bush crime family will kill them. Because Joe Wilson had the temerity to say there is no Niger yellowcake uranium connection to Iraq. Do you not understand me? There is none. Bush, Rove, the rest of these people are murderers.
Yeah, but Mike, they said Bill Clinton was a murderer too, and you know.
Yeah. JP is calling from Dawsonville, Georgia. Hey, JP.
Hey, Mike.
Sorry you had some trouble. You've been having trouble getting registered to my website, and I believe our webmaster is going to get in touch with you directly.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay.
I was going to ask you if suppose Wilson gave all of the information he had, would you support and a new president came in, would you support that new president giving him a pardon?
Giving who a pardon?
Wilson. If he gave all the information he knew about which person in the White House.
Do you mean Novak?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Novak.
Oh, okay, Novak. Would I support Novak getting a pardon?
Yeah.
If he gave all the information? I don't know. I'm really kind of hung up on this particular issue because at one time, I could make a partial claim to being maybe, possibly a respectable, maybe, possibly journalist until I sunk into the mire of talk radio. So, I don't know exactly what my feelings are right now. I do believe that any journalist who goes public with information that exposes a crime operation, whether it is the mafia or the Bush family or insider trading or Enron, that journalist should be protected by disclosure laws where he's not forced or she's not forced to reveal her sources. By the same token, this situation with Novak and the Wilson family and Karl Rove I just haven't sorted it all out yet, JP. I wish I could think fast like Rush and Sean Hannity do, but I live in the South and we.
But there's a reason I'm bringing this up.
I'm sure there is.
Suppose that I'm sure that this journalist isn't going to be gone after by Ashcroft.
You don't think Novak's going to be gone after?
No, because the information he has, obviously someone in the White House is guilty of releasing that information.
Yeah, I'm curious what they're going to do about Andrea Mitchell. Andrea Mitchell, whose husband happens to be the head of the Fed. What's his name? I'm drawing a blank. Greenspan. Is it Andrea Mitchell? Yeah, it's Andrea Mitchell, whose husband is Alan Greenspan, and she's a reporter for NBC News. I believe she revealed this information, too. So what are they going to do with Robert Novak and Andrea Mitchell?
I think they're going to do is they're going to, the media is going to sort of get a sweetheart deal, and at the same time, the Bush White House is going to get a sweetheart deal. And, Ashcroft isn't going to go after them. And see, here I guess what I'm leading up to is before the Republican Congress started abusing this, this was the whole point of having a special counsel.
Right.
A special counsel could
sure.
could go after a reporter, but then say, okay, we're going to have a plea bargain, and you can get off the hook if you reveal your sources to me.
Well, I think a special prosecutor could only be used to go after a government official, and only, if I'm not mistaken, only in the executive branch of government. Now, I may be wrong on that, JP, but I don't think a special prosecutor appointed by the Justice Department could ever go after a journalist. There are prosecutors on a state level or even a federal prosecutor, but not directly from the Justice Department. I think I'm right on that.
Well, I remember reading about how Ken Starr went after every associate of Clinton who wasn't even in the White House.
Right, but that was to get testimony. Threatening them to get testimony, but not because they had violated some disclosure law. I know it gets murky. It gets hard for people like you and me to keep abreast to keep figuring this stuff out.
But they could get. He would even use the IRS,
Yeah.
And things like just sure. stupid things and. See, he could probably go look at the tax returns of this reporter and say, look, if I'm going to look at your tax returns for the last 10 years if you don't give me your information.
Right, I know.
And that may sound bad, but you know, the whole point is, you know, he would probably let this person off the hook if they gave the information, whereas Ashcroft isn't going to do anything. The person in the White House is going to get off the hook, and all these people in the CIA are probably going to be in trouble as a result.
Could be, but the CIA, it's my understanding that the CIA data is, what is making that noise? That rap. Have you got?
Oh, yeah, that's the laundry machine. I'm sorry.
That's a what machine?
Well, we got the dryer's going.
Oh, that's a dryer?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're holding a gecko or a lizard of some sort in your hand, and it's eating your knuckles. That's not what it is.
No.
I've completely lost my train of thought now, JP. I keep hearing that noise. It sounds like a knuckle-eating gecko. Oh, well, it'll come back. JB, thanks. I appreciate you checking in, Bill.
Yeah, well, it's good talking to you.
Good talking to you, JB. You take care. I completely lost the train of thought there. Do you? It did. It sounded like something. Isn't that what a knuckle-eating gecko sounds like? Aaron is calling from Pittsboro, North Carolina. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Mike, you're making me forget my question with the knuckle-eating gecko thing.
I know, I'm sorry.
Good show, as usual.
Well, thanks.
I wanted to switch topics, if I may, to the other big news story this weekend, and that's the Gallup poll out there in California.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, with Arnold rising?
With Arnold rising to, yeah. I believe, 40-25 versus Bustamante, and McClintock handily defeating Bustamante.
Yeah.
Now, I know these polls, these week-ahead polls, can be off, but I've seen them more on than off in the past 10 years. Wondering what your thoughts were about that, and what's going to happen if we've got this guy as a mouthpiece for the Bush administration come 2004 elections.
Yeah. If question one on the California ballot is to go ahead and remove Gray Davis, then question two will be the election of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I believe, because it's my feeling now that the system that we use to elect people is totally controlled by criminals. I even question whether or not there will be a fair representation of voter desire where it concerns question one on that ballot. Should he be recalled? Should Gray Davis be recalled? So at this point, there's probably a better than average chance, and I hate to say this, that Arnold Schwarzenegger will be installed, much like Bush was installed, as the next governor of California. I don't know what that means, except that there are 36 million people in California who apparently are suffering from brain farts and can't understand what is happening in their state. The rape of their state by the Enron crowd, the destruction of their state by the Rove crowd and Daryl Issa. So I don't know. It's one of those cases, again, where you almost want to say, if you're too stupid to pull your hand off the burning stove, then go ahead and have your hand burn up.
That's the thing. And I guess what really scares me is I really thought that this was going to be a state that would be a lock for somebody like Kerry or Clark or whoever.
Right.
And I remember back, I'm not sure if Wilson was governor back during 92, but I think that's the only reason California was in play, was because they had a Republican mouthpiece at the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's I think what's going on, and we mentioned this last week, what's going on in California is just a piece of a greater picture of the destruction of representative government in this country and the complete establishment of a fascist state. And what better person to take over in California than the son of a Nazi officer?
True.
the irony here is almost gagging. A Nazi, son of a Nazi officer married to a Kennedy. The cosmic hoo-ha is just laughing his or her ass off at everything we do. You know what I'm saying?
It's awful.
It's just become one huge cosmic joke. But the joke's on us. Hey, Aaron, thanks. I'm sorry I can't be more insightful. But,
that's okay.
But at this point, I just can't. But I appreciate you checking in, pal.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Have a nice evening. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Stay with us.
expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
The Mike Molloy Show.
According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them. They are jailed. In some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
So they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on.
Mike Molloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why don't
me?
I put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Molloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Si bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
Si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien du tout.
Isn't Pickles in France somewhere? Yeah, I think she is. From Dustin, hey, Mike, just to clear up something you said, I saw in the nightly news, they said that Andrea Mitchell received the same info that Novak did, but NBC News didn't report it, or they didn't get it until after the story was reported by Novak. I don't know that that makes a difference, though. If Andrea Mitchell reported it, even subsequent to something Novak wrote, it would seem to me she'd still be in violation of the law. And from Gizmo, Mike, if I were Novak, I would not go for a walk alone in any wooded area. Remember the British fellow that made that mistake? Yeah, it was the British weapons expert who killed himself by slitting his wrist. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Kim, one of our over-the-road truckers who listens on Sirius Satellite Radio, is calling. Driving through Atlanta, Kim?
Yo.
Oh, welcome aboard, sir.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Now, true, they were charged with espionage and spying. But there's Hansen and Wilson and a number of others.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the charges that they were made against them is in the information they gave to the Soviet Union was that they endangered the lives of our undercover agents.
Right.
Now, true, he wasn't spying for anybody, but he still outed a CIA operative.
Right.
And thus endangered the lives of undercover agents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're doing life in prison without parole.
Mm-hmm.
Why should he only get a maximum of 5 years?
Well, I've checked the law. It appears to be 10 years, but I get your point.
It's still treason.
Yeah, I don't understand. I do not understand how things could have gotten this crazy. Now, I will say this. Bob Novak, even though I just thoroughly do not like him, he's not an idiot the way you and I use that term. Oh, a guy's an idiot. I think he knows. Somehow, he must know something, that he's safe, he's protected, he's not going to jail, he's not going to be fined, yada, yada, yada.
Well, let's face it, he's running with a den of thieves.
Well, yeah.
And somewhere along the line, they're so consumed with the hatred of anybody that'll stand up against them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the ultimate protection. That's called the president.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing that, okay, he'll do maybe a year or something like that, and then he'll turn around and get a parole, or whatever they call it that the president gives.
And wind up going to work for the Carlyle Group or Halliburton and making a fortune.
And not only that, but remember, he'll join that exclusive club amongst the Republicans.
Yeah.
He'll become one of those felons who becomes, once again, a reporter.
Yeah, right.
Remember, for years, two of the three most famous and beloved spokesmen for the Republican Party were convicted felons. G. Gordon Liddy and our good buddy, the Silent Marine.
Oliver North.
Yeah, and now he'll join their ranks.
Yeah.
And the only one that we know of that doesn't have a record is Comrade Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
yeah.
For months, on his own show, he would address his fellow Republicans as comrades.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows that he's a true communist.
I'm
doing is acknowledging what he knows.
Yeah, I just think he's worse than any communist, with the possible exception of Stalin, you know.
Well, stop and think about it. Our good president met with Putin. Remember the first time he met with him?
Yeah.
He looked him in the eye and he said, hey, we've got a lot in common.
Yeah, we can do business.
We both do not like freedom of the press.
I looked into Putin's soul and I nicknamed him Pootie Poot. Incredible. Hey, Kim, I want you to drive safe, pal.
Oh, yeah, I'll be safe, but keep it up.
All right, sir, you take care. He did. He called him Pootie Poot.
I looked a man in the eye. I was able to get a sense of his soul.
Welcome. Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. A close call for the Immigrant Workers' Freedom Ride. Two buses with the Immigrant Rights Caravan were detained by Texas Border Patrol agents outside Santa Fe last Friday. Riders refused to show identification to the agents and were released following a flurry of phone calls to the Texas Border Patrol. Organizer Claudia Medina of Albuquerque, New Mexico, says she hopes the ride will help reunite immigrant workers with family members they haven't seen in years.
Most immigrant families take around 10 to 15 years to get a petition through INS approved.
Caravans originating from 10 cities began the Freedom Ride just over a week ago. They'll converge in Washington, D.C. later this week to call for greater labor and citizenship rights for immigrants.
The resignation of New York Stock Exchange Chairman Dick Grasso for negotiating a compensation package worth nearly $200 million was originally seen as a step in the right direction toward cleaning out the overzealous greed in the stock market. But new details have surfaced that suggest Grasso's departure was more along the lines of a golden parachute. According to his contract with the NYSE, Grasso could still receive about $57 million on his way out the door. He's already pledged to forego $48 million of that, but that pledge was never formalized in writing. Even so, it would still leave Grasso eligible to collect $9.7 million.
No contract for food service and maintenance workers at the University of Miami of Ohio. 860 members of Ask Me Local 209 want a wage increase. Fewer than half of them earn more than $10 an hour. The workers went out on strike last Friday, and on Saturday they set up picket lines outside a football game against rival Cincinnati. No new talks are scheduled.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice.
I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. All of a sudden, we have a bunch of open lines. Like to hear from you, 800-825-5937. Daryl, our Detroit Bureau Chief, we're coming to you in a second. This is from Terry in Madison, Wisconsin, regarding the law where it concerns Robert Novak. Mike, I'm pretty sure that the law cannot go after Bob Novak. I think that when it says that it's a person with access to information, it means that you are a government official who is privileged to that information. You're expected to keep this information private when you have that special privilege. Novak received information from people with access to the information, but he himself, Novak, isn't granted access to the information in a role as a government official. However, those who leaked the story that do have the special access can be prosecuted under the law. You may want to check into this further. No, I'm going to rely on you, Terry. But I'm pretty sure that Novak could not be prosecuted, whether Ashcroft wanted to or not. I tend to think that's the case because, like I said, I don't believe, as much as I do not like Bob Novak overall because he's just another right-wing thug. Oh, yeah, I know. Occasionally he does write a column, just like occasionally William Safire writes a column that rips the Bush crime family a new body orifice. But for the most part, Novak is just as venal and corrupt as they are. Having said that, it also needs to be said that Bob Novak is no fool. He's been around a long time. He's not going to put his freedom in jeopardy, nor is he going to put his job in jeopardy. I don't think Bob Novak is going to go anywhere. But it does require some further observation, right? I would love to see Bob Novak hauled into a courtroom and asked to testify. I would fully expect him to say, screw you, I'm protected by a journalist shield law, but it would still be fun to see, wouldn't it? Daryl's our Detroit Bureau Chief. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, you had me losing my train of thought a while back.
Yeah.
Actually, on the California election, I think, isn't that term up soon? When is that term supposed to be up?
Which term?
The governor's.
No, he was just reelected 8 months ago. Well, whenever it was in the 2000 election.
Okay.
When was that? 10 months ago, November of 2002.
Well, here's the way I see it. The federal government has not done anything, and I don't think it will do anything to try to get California its money back.
Right.
Been lobbying for a long time, and even if they do get a Republican Republican-light governor in there, California's still not going to get its money back.
No.
So whatever happens next is going to be very distasteful to the current citizens of California.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to eat it.
Right.
I'd rather the citizenry have to eat it from Conan the Warrior than from any Democratic candidate at all, to tell you the truth.
Well, I understand that point. And then maybe 3 years from now, when a legitimate election comes around, they would be inclined to throw the bastard out. Or in 2004, the state would be inclined to go for the Democratic presidential nominee, even though Schwarzenegger may be the governor. I understand that. But are you not leaving out the fact that we Americans, and I'm not going to pick on California or Georgia or Michigan, but we Americans are politically the stupidest collection of people ever assembled?
I second that emotion.
Okay. Then based on that, since California is the most populous state, does it not stand to reason by extension that most of the idiots live in California?
Yes.
That's, you talk about sideways thinking. Now, I'm not trying to offend anyone in California. I would like to say that most of the idiots live here in Georgia, but we only have about 8 million people who live in this entire state, whereas California...
That's the population of L.A., isn't it?
Just about. So, I would much rather see the catastrophe forced on Californians by Republicans be born by Republicans in office.
Yes.
But the problem with it, I mean, any state that would even consider the candidacy of somebody like an Arnold Schwarzenegger is a state that is, is about two sandwiches short of a complete picnic. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we said about old Ronnie.
Yeah, well,
you were right too. But,
yeah, yeah, you were right back then. You're right now.
That's right. But you know, they're going to follow the same old track. The only problem is the only thing we have to worry about is if the entire country captures. I mean, after they elected or voted, even anybody even cast a vote for George W. for Shrub,
right,
in the first place,
right,
meant that they might even want to vote for Conan the Warrior for president. You know, I mean, he might be.
Oh, God, don't, please. Well, Schwarzenegger couldn't run because he's not born in the U.S., just like Kissinger.
Right. I guess we are protected, but, you know.
Right, like Kissinger couldn't run for president either. Of course, given the fact of these filthy Republicans, why not repeal that law and amend the Constitution so that somebody who is foreign-born can run. You see what
they
I'm saying?
They change the rules all the time. Didn't they change the rules down in Texas where they said you had to have a simple majority instead of a two-thirds majority to... Change the thing. They change rules and then they get upset because you all don't want to come back and vote.
You're
playing Russian roulette with six bullets in the darn gun.
I hear that.
And you're giving me the first shot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, indeed.
That's their idea of an even playing field.
Yeah, it is. Daryl, thanks for checking in, buddy.
Take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Dan is calling from Adrian, Michigan, and he's listening on WSDS out of Ypsilanti. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thanks for checking in. I was beginning to wonder if when we start getting calls from your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah, well, I keep heard the name Mike Malloy so many times on the Internet, and I'm glad I finally got to hear you. But what I want to talk about is it's alarming to me, Mike, when you talk to these diehard Bush supporters, is that they are so incapable of ever seeing that the man can do anything wrong.
Right.
They will justify anything that these people tell them or say or, you know, they're as pure as the ivory snow in these people's eyes.
That's one thing a Republican apologist for Bush can't do, and that's involve himself or herself in critical thinking. They can't do it. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
But, you know, for example, this one lie is still told by Alexis Sean Hannity and the rest of these clowns. They still go around claiming that Al Gore, back in the 2000 election, tried to disenfranchise military voters.
This
is a complete lie.
Of course it is.
In fact, CNN reported a few months ago, it wasn't very well, it didn't get out to many people, I guess, but that in truth that Bush benefited from about more than 400 illegal overseas ballots that had no postmarks, no witness signatures, all kinds of stuff,
right.
And they were counted. But Hannity and these people are all saying all those unpatriotic Democrats are trying to keep the military from voting.
They are liars. Hannity is one of the worst liars. Rush, at least the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, can be entertaining when he's lying. Hannity is not even entertaining. He just parrots whatever he hears Rush says and makes up his own stuff as he goes along. But, yeah, that was one of the many lies put out there about Al Gore, when, in fact, it was the Gore campaign that specifically said, hold off until we can get in these, what would otherwise be illegal, votes from overseas, from military people and overseas residents. As is so often the case, Dan, the truth was 180 degrees from what the Republicans were saying.
Of course, but they repeat it so often, people eventually start accepting it.
Yes.
But that deal down in Florida was nothing more than a coup that you would see in some sort of banana republic.
That's right.
And we have to live with it. And,
that's right. Well, and, not too much longer.
And September 11th seemed to make everybody forget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Dan. Don't be a stranger. Call again, okay? Okay. Dan's like, Joe, quick out of there. Now, Adrian, when I saw that on the screen, Adrian, Michigan, that's where I was. On November 22nd, 1963, I had a job when I was going to University of Toledo. No, I didn't graduate. I was going to University of Toledo, and I had a job on evenings and weekends following up on telemarketing calls, selling magazines. And I was in a person's house on a street in Adrian, Michigan. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden, Walter Cronkite was on the screen. Or was it a Friday? Maybe it was a Friday. I don't know. So I see Dan and Adrian. Oh, my God. Adrian, Michigan. Which has nothing to do with anything. Bill is calling from Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Bill.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Hey, good to hear yours.
Well, okay. Never these guys up there, they never cease to amaze me. Every time I listen to the news, I tell you,
it gets worse and worse. Every day
it gets worse. But I want to run something by you. Sure, it's terrible that Bob Novak did this, and sure, it's terrible that the White House leaked it.
Mm-hmm.
But this smacks of something that is so
criminal
that it's pathetic, but it's also another way of discrediting the media, who's supposed to be our source for the news.
How does it dis? Oh, I see. By making everybody go, oh my God, look what media.
Right.
I see. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Discredit the media and the polls that the media generate. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this, and what you're saying, this is precisely what the right wing thugs are going to do, what the Hannitys
right.
and Limbaughs are going to say. They're going to blame it on the media,
right.
and not on the little rat bastard in the White House
exactly,
who did this.
That's exactly what I'm thinking is going to happen.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm scared to death that we may not have a 2004 election in the first place because we may be at war with Iran, for Christ's sake.
Well, I share that fear with you, Bill. I really do.
I'm scared to death of these guys up there. They're allowed to do anything. I mean, their poll numbers are plummeting, sure, but my gosh, they're so desperate, they're allowed to do anything.
That's right.
And it scares it.
Bejesus.
Bejesus. See, I was going to say something else.
I know you were. I know you were about to.
I know, but jeez. I mean, every time I get on the internet, I see some of these things on. I've been sending you some funny stuff, which is the White House. Those are some of the funniest satires, but you know there's truth in satire too.
Oh sure.
But those are some of the funniest stuff. I hope you appreciate it.
I do indeed.
And these guys are just crazy, and we need to get them out of there.
I've never seen anything like this. And remember, we impeached Bill Clinton because he lied about fellatio.
Because he couldn't keep it in his pants.
Yeah,
so,
that's why we impeached him.
Yeah, and these guys getting off scot-free, and they're...
I know. Keep your blood pressure down. Keep your blood pressure down.
I know. My blood pressure needs to be down. Yours does too.
Oh,
but
tell me
about
it.
You have a pleasant evening.
Thank you, Bill.
And I will keep sending the emails.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, Bill. Take care. Patrick is calling from, oh, my God, from Germany? You're calling all the way from Germany? Where in Germany, Patrick?
From an undisclosed location outside of U.S. Army headquarters in Europe in Heidelberg.
Well, I'll accept that. Thanks for calling all the way from Deutschland.
Hey, I've been meaning to for a long time now, but it's really hard to get up in time. I usually catch you off White Society. Did you tell all your listeners to check out the pic they have on that site today?
White Rose Society? No. Is there something worth
That's
seeing?
That's awesome, yeah. Bush having the Heil Hitler hand in front of the American flags.
I'll check it out. What time is it in Heidelberg?
It's gone on 6 o'clock now, but I've been following you since 3 o'clock faithfully.
Ah.
So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I bailed about a year ago. I left George Orwell Bushland like a rat leaving the sinking ship, but I kept close watch on what's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, apparently... tapping phone lines is still illegal in Germany, and you know how careful our agencies are in complying with local laws and all that. So,
I guess it's
safe to call.
Are you totally an expatriate right now? I mean, you live there. You're not military.
I spent most of my youth growing up here, like outside of the military, not directly connected.
Right.
But. When I came here, that all Iraq crap was going down, so I've basically virtually lived in the U.S. all the time I've been here
mm-hmm.
for the last year. So.
You have mostly American friends or German friends?
50-50, something
50-50.
Like that.
50-50. What is the consensus among your friends, your German friends, about our adventure in Iraq?
It's really interesting. I mean, you can probably guess the consensus. I mean, people over here are typically critical of the U.S., sometimes for good reasons, sometimes just because it's part of the culture.
Right.
But when I talk to them and I tell them what's really going on, I mean, their jaws just drop. I mean, they just won't believe what's really happening.
Yeah.
And then they see that there are people like you and me and all the truth seekers out there. That are really opposing all this.
Do any of your friends see any historical similarities between Germany in the 30s and the United States in the past 3 years? Any at all, or is that
well? That's something that I'm always very very interested in the way that the rise of fascism mm-hmm. has been given close scrutiny and attention in German schools and society and discussion and debate, and they face a lot of interesting issues, whereas in the U.S. you usually have like one sentence
right.
concerning that. And then the whole rest of World War II pop culture is just who fought which battle where, and the Germans are cool anyway because they had the neatest uniforms.
Right.
So.
right. Yeah, as horrifying as the Wehrmacht yeah. was, you're right. They did have the... the best uniforms.
That seems to be the general opinion I catch among my American friends.
Sure, absolutely.
Things too closely. Yeah, so I just try to spread the reality that there's still people that are not roving mad.
Well, I'm glad you made this call, Patrick. Thanks for tuning in. Aren't you glad Al Gore invented the Internet?
huh? Right. Listen, you're closing down the program?
We're just about out of... Well, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back. We'll have about 2 minutes when I come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Oh, man, this milk smells bad. It tastes funny, too.
Now that's a bad decision. Fortunately, buying a GM-certified used vehicle that's fully reconditioned with a comprehensive limited warranty is always a good decision. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Qualified buyers get 3.9% APR financing on select GM-certified used vehicles from participating Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC dealers. Visit GMCertified.com for details.
Boy, I remember the good old days.
Yeah, when was that?
2003, of course, when interest rates were at historic lows and we knew the economy was turning around. What an historic opportunity. We really jumped on it. How'd you do?
Well,
we needed to expand our manufacturing and warehousing, so we called General Steel Corporation and ordered buildings engineered for our area and to meet our needs. And with the stucco and rock products provided by the General, our buildings look great.
How will you look back at this historic opportunity? Small business owners know that now is the best time to build that new warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space. Whether you need a 60 by 200 foot building for under $50,000 or a 100 by 175 for under $98,000, call toll free 1-866-96-DEAL. If you need to expand your business, you need the General. If your church or school needs to build quickly and save money, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-DEAL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-DEAL today.
As your boss, I've noticed you've been dragging at work lately. So, take tomorrow off. Here, take the company tickets to the game. Box seats okay? And take my car.
In a guy's perfect world, you'd have it all. Well, now you can. Because Domino's introduces Philly Cheesesteak Pizza. Guys like Philly Cheesesteak, guys like Domino's Pizza. Get your medium Philly Cheesesteak Pizza for $9.99, and you can get any second medium for just $5 more. Get the door. It's new Domino's Philly Cheesesteak Pizza. Limited time offer. Prices and terms may vary. You must ask for this offer when ordering.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, sildenafil citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief. Spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is what took so long-itis. In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
I'm Michael.
I'm Ellen.
And we're the Cooking Couple. Join us every Sunday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here for the Cooking Couple Show, where we serve you food with attitude, plus a heaping helping of humor.
And a playful pinch of romance.
It's all about food, family, and fun.
We'll help you juggle kids, kitchen, career, health, and relationships with passion and commitment.
We cover everything from new product reviews and consumer information to quick, simple, and easy recipes just for the two of you.
Plus parenting tips and tricks.
Cooking advice to save time and money.
Nutrition news and healthier living.
Entertainment options for the whole family.
And how to tag team manage kids, career, life, and relationships.
Plus, I'll tell you how to train your in-laws so they don't become outlaws.
So tune in every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 right here for the Cooking Couple Show.
And when the Cooking Couple cook, we do it on all four burners.
It's food with attitude.
Chop suey, chow mein, yum, one, two, four, and you.
At Animal Talk,
we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Five before the hour. What happened to our caller from Germany? Lost the connection? Patrick? Well, Patrick, if you're still listening, I'm not quite sure what happened there. Maybe you got the impression that we were moving on to another call. Not so. Oh, well, hopefully you will call again. Spitfire is calling from Anaheim, California. Spitfire, you have the a terrible situation. We only have about 90 seconds left.
Okay. Well, let's see. I've got a really important one that needs to go out right now.
Okay, do it.
Okay, today. Actually, tomorrow, Tuesday, last day to be able to contribute to the Kucinich campaign.
Okay.
Before you hit the quarter, and any contributions that go into the campaign are matched by federal matching funds, so anything you can contribute doubles.
So go to Kucinich.us.
Right. Go to Kucinich.us, and then there's contribute PHP.
Yeah.
And it takes about 3 minutes. And you can go ahead and put it in, and they'll double the money by having federal matching funds.
Yeah.
This is the last day, or actually tomorrow is going to be the last day. Anything you purchase out of his store, also, the online store,
right,
also goes towards the that's official KucinichStore.us. Will go towards his campaign.
Okay, that's good. I knew this deadline was coming up because I stay in pretty close touch with my former colleague Nancy Skinner, who is running for the Senate from Illinois, and I think she is dealing with the same thing. So, yes, contribute to Kucinich or any candidate that you have to be backing, unless it's a Republican. If it's a Republican, don't bother because, they don't need your $50 or $100. They get their money from corporate America. But if you're backing any Democrat, contribute. And as far as the Democratic presidential primary, yeah, back Kucinich. We have a lot of Dean backers. We have a lot of different folks that listen to this program, Spitfire. But
yeah, I got this in my email.
But I'm glad you called.
Okay.
With a reminder. All right.
Yes.
Thanks, Spitfire.
I had a couple more things on my plate, but I'll call again.
Have we got time? No, we got about 13 seconds left. All right, Spitfire, call sometime. I'll take you earlier in the evening.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I hate to do that. It's just that zang, zang, when the clock runs out, the clock runs out. Program engineered tonight in Detroit by Charlotte Jones. Produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. And Robin Bittman, as always, is our announcer. Mucho thanks to Mark Marshall of Maximum Interactive, our webmaster, and our militant, diligent moderators at MikeMalloy.com. Well, that's a crack outfit, man. That's like a little military unit. They keep the board running. Check it out, MikeMalloy.com. As always, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, thank you, sir. Tune in tomorrow for the flaying by the press of White House sweat boy, Simple Scotty McClellan. I'll see you tomorrow night. I hope. I really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
I'm the
a chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
I hate you, John. I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your